416-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's Your Deal?
All right, time for What's Your Deal? One of my favorite segments of the day and on the show that we do each and every day. Anything at all you want to discuss, say, share, you want to yell, you want to complain, advice, you want it, you need it, anything. 766-9370. My deal is, and I don't want any of us to give anything away about yesterday's visit out to the restaurant we went to for Tuesday, because we're going to do a full chew review with a podcast. That'll come up later on after the show. That'll be waiting for you. We'll post it on Facebook. But here's my deal, and I know that you're going to laugh, and I don't think that I've ever shared this on the radio. I think Joe might know a little bit. I know Dana doesn't know. And I'll just say it, but I'm serious more and more now because I'm getting older, and I'm going to do it. I have to open a restaurant, and Joe looks at me like, what? I'm being serious. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, like 20 years. And now... And all I'm going to say is after yesterday, I know that I have to. And I don't want to do this because I want another job. And I don't want to do it because I want to make money. I want to do it because I'm here to say this. Food that they sell at restaurants sucks. And again, this isn't anything.
Spoiler alert.
This isn't against anything that we've been to. I'm not poking one place out. This is just a generalization. And this far exceeds and surpasses Tuesday. Okay, this goes beyond that. I've always wanted to do this, and not because, and here's the other thing, it's not because I think my food is good, it's because all the other food is so bad, and there's so many bad restaurants that make so much money serving sewage. And people, here's the other thing too, people don't know how to eat healthy or flavorful food anymore unless it's soaked in butter and then covered in salt.
And I don't think there's a problem with that.
See, Dana, yeah.
I love salt.
I love butter.
Oh God, I hate both of you.
Yeah, I could take the I could get rid of the butter, but hello salt.
I like a good buttered bun.
Oh, see that I just
You like your buns buttered.
Oh,
yeah.
Do.
And every now and again he'll get his bread that way too, Dana. But I'm being serious about this. For like 20 years now, I've always had the conversation with my wife, and I've drawn up all these different plans and all these ideas and all these things over the years, and I've never done it. And I've never done it because I know it's a losing proposition, and I know it's a tough gig, and I know that, you know, people, they either love you one day and they hate you the next. And because I'm on the radio, I know that, okay, maybe I can get a bunch of people in there. But then a restaurant isn't, you get all the people in there, you know, you have a grand opening and people come to see what it's about, and then you stick a stick in the door and you lock them in like caged animals.
You're going to have to say, it's got to be good food or something different, something new.
They have to come back, and that's the thing. I don't need gimmicks, I don't need fries and fancy cups. I don't need all this other stuff. People have forgotten just simple, good food. Food that's healthy, food that's of high quality, and food that doesn't make you feel like garbage after you get done eating it. And I would like to get this done, and I've wanted to talk about this a while. And people, you've seen the stuff on Facebook. You've seen me posting up the little stuff. I really do cook a lot, and I don't even put half the crap that I cook up online. It's just every now and again I'll see something. I'm like, okay, I'll take a picture, because food pictures are stupid. But I've wanted to do this for a long time, and I've even gone to the point now where I'm looking at different places in and around Sacramento. Not to buy, to lease. I'm not going to buy anything. Property's stupid right now. But I'm really looking into this because, I mean, you think about it, and this is just being truthful. We're on the radio. We do a Tuesday. People, they listen. They know who we are a little bit. They hate us, but they know who we are. With a small place, there'd be an easy thing to do, or it'd be an easy thing to do to get people in at lunch and dinner. And I want to, and that's the other thing too, the reason I've never done a restaurant is because I don't want to sell the garbage that people want, because the stuff that people want or think that is good is crap. And I want to serve the stuff that I like making and the stuff that I think is good, and then expand the menu from there, because people just throw anything down their holes like a toilet. People have toilet bowls for mouth holes now. They eat crap.
I don't know about
and
that.
It's
I
sad.
Think that if it's palatable, because I kind of find myself in the category of the folks you're talking about right now.
You have a toilet bowl hole.
I you know, most of the Tuesday places we go to get a 4 or a 5 for me. And you know, as you guys give them lower or great on taste and this. If it's easily eatable, it's not horrible.
Yeah.
I can eat the entire meal without feeling sick. That's a bonus for me.
But for you to be happy, I could take a loaf of white Wonder Bread. I could get a jar of Miracle Whip. I could get the cheapest ham you could buy at the deli. I could take one.
I do like a honey ham.
Oh wow, that's very worldly.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So you like honey now infused with your ham?
Well, honey ham. I don't know if they infuse it. That's just what it's called on the labeling.
Hey, Dana, you want to go to that new fusion restaurant? What they do is they blend ham with honey. Wow, that sounds exotic.
Well, what I'm saying is I like a honey ham better than a smoked ham or whatever they call
it. Oh,
that. You know
okay.
What I mean? That's your two flavors of ham.
But my point is I could throw a ham on a piece of bread with Miracle Whip and one slice of Kraft Single and put a crown on top and throw you a bag of frickin' barbecued chips and give you a Mountain Dew.
Like baked Lays?
Yeah, baked okay. Lays. I could give you that, and you would be so happy.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Easily pleasable.
That's fantastic, and I understand that people are easily pleasable, and I also understand that all these food shows have taught people to become better cooks, and they've kind of conned them into thinking what good food is, but I'm talking about healthy stuff, too, now. And I'm not talking about health food, but good quality, you know, good meats, good products, and not dousing it in all this grease and all this chemical and all this processed crap, and just serving decent food. I know there's no money to be made. I know it's tough, and I don't know
about that. If you had a good restaurant that did well, you could probably make some decent money doing
well,
that.
You can, and you see all these people, they do it, but all the stuff that they're serving is just I almost said it. I almost cussed. It's crap that comes off a distributor truck. And they're in there, and they're just putting it all together. That's all they're doing. And that's all the public really knows. And if you go out to a good restaurant that serves good, high-quality food, you usually pay for it. See, that's the rub. I don't want to ding people. You got to make money to keep the lights on. And I don't think my stuff is all that great, but I know that it's better than almost 90% of the places we go. And there was a time when I thought about getting a food truck. But you know what? I hate food trucks. Food trucks ruin food trucks. Because I thought, oh, that's easy. You know, you go out, you get your little kitchen, your little commissary, you know, you load up your food truck. And I thought, oh, we could do that when we get off the show, fill it up with barbecue and do all this stuff.
The craze for food trucks in this city alone, though, is gigantic.
It's dead. It's dead. For anyone out there that thinks that the food truck thing is just now lifted, it's dead. It was dead 5 years ago.
I don't know. I see a lot of them out there.
I know. We know a lot of the guys that do this food truck thing, and a lot of them are good guys. And
they say they're packed all the time.
And they make money, and God bless them. But that's the difference. I don't want to do it to make money. I want to do it to serve decent food. So that's why I never went with the food truck route.
You know what the boss just said? The boss just sent a text message and said, you need to do one of them pop-up restaurants that all the hipsters are doing right now. Just do a pop-up dog cuisine.
Oh, so all we would need is like a 1 or 2 week lease.
Well, you'd probably want to.
Well, or 30 days.
Is it like a 6 month thing or
yeah,
like a 3 month thing?
Pop ups are seasonal. Like if something, you know, okay, so a pop up is this. A pop up is either.
Yeah, I don't really think I know. No.
So a big brand or a big company, they'll try to launch something. So before they go public with it, they want to see if there's interest.
Like these Cheeto restaurants or
yeah, General Mills
like
did like a cereal pop-up.
Okay, gotcha.
So they want to see if they want to beta test it. They want to see if there's interest. So they pop this thing up and they see if people like it. And then like, okay, this kind of worked. Let's do another one in this city and another one in that city. So there's one definition of pop-up. And then other pop-ups could be if there's a space that's vacant, and they want to see if what they're doing is good, they'll lease it out for a short term, or
if that area is good to have something added to it, type
or
of a deal.
Yeah, a pop-up also, too, in this day and age of cuisine, it could be you've always done this certain type of cuisine, but for the holidays or for a certain time of the month, you're going to try to do, like, let's say you've always had a Italian restaurant.
Okay,
but you're going to do a pop-up version for Oktoberfest, and you're going to focus on a lot of German beers and brats and all that. So they'll do themes for a short amount of time.
Like that one place downtown that we were talking about that we thought just came on for Christmas time, but was really there all year round. I can't remember the
name.
That
was a pop-up. Dana, what was the name of that place we went for Christmas?
The Red Rabbit or
Red
something?
Rabbit.
Red Rabbit, yeah.
Oh,
the restaurant's not a pop-up, but they had a Christmas-themed
pop-up. So there's three types of pop-ups that you could do. I would actually do that, honestly.
You know what? That's not bad, because that way you don't have to focus on one kind of food or whatever. It could just be the things that you cook.
Yeah, and see, that's what I want. And here's the thing. You got to have a good variety for people. You got to have something that everybody likes, and I would do that.
You got about 10 items you could put on a menu? That's probably enough for a pop-up, ain't it?
I've got 30 things that I would sell.
You don't want to put 30 on a pop-up restaurant, would you?
Well, I've got 30 things, and then what you do is you pick your best, you know, from the 30, you get it down to 20.
Couple appetizers, couple main courses.
Yeah. And that's what it would be, is it would be lunch, and then you would do dinner. And you know, because I've gone through phases where I think, oh, a bar. I don't want to deal with drunk people, and I like drinking.
Bars would be fun the first month.
Yeah, and then after they dig your liver out and your kidneys, you know, and you're filleted open on the doctor bed because you've drank all your profits, and you're like, wow. The best bar owners, so you know, the people that make money in the bar industry, they do not drink.
Well, you'd almost have to be that way.
You can't. So I think the liquor part of it would be fun because you got to have some wine. You got to have some beer. I'm not going to open a restaurant and serve water and Coke
and
Gatorade. That ain't going to happen. But I think it'd be really damn fun, and I'm really getting serious about it because time has gone on and gone on, and I've never done anything with it. And every time I go out, I just get more and more upset. It pisses me off. And I'm being serious about this.
I know you are.
But before I turn 48, it has to happen. And I just turned 46, so that's my deal.
We live
I
in the kind of city you could have, that could happen for you. I mean, this is the kind of city you can do them little pop-ups like that.
Yeah, I would like to try it. And I don't know if I'd put it in like Elk Grove. I don't know if I'd go to Roseville or Rockland.
I think you got to go downtown, don't you?
I would love to go downtown, but you know the problem with downtown.
Parking.
People hate going downtown. People in Sacramento, I think they love downtown, but when they live in the suburbs and they get out in their Elk Groves or their Roseville and Rocklands or out in their Folsoms, they start to stick to where they live. And there's great stuff in all those communities.
Well, it's just that extra 15, 20 minutes of travel at the end of a night after you've been boozing and whatever else. I mean,
it's
most
tough.
Folks don't want to do it.
Yeah, you know? And the parking situation in Sac, it does. It sucks. And people that live in the suburbs, they get used to just pulling into a strip mall or pulling into a shopping center. They park their car. It's so much easier. When they have to go downtown and feed a meter.
You got
to
circle blocks and look for things. I mean, I know it's not the worst thing in the world to look for traffic, but if you don't do it a lot, it sucks.
Dana, after you have your second child, would you help waitress?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Would you bartend?
No.
You wouldn't do anything?
No, I don't want to work in food service.
Okay. Would you at least come there and eat?
I would eat. Okay. I would be a patron.
I'd eat your food. Okay. I was going to tell you this, too. Emily has always wanted to work in a restaurant or open up a restaurant.
I'd hire her.
She would come there and work for you, dude.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with a restaurant, though. I'll come there and eat. I'll advertise it for you. I'll talk good stuff about it, but restaurant work, man, that was hard work for me. That takes me back to a dark place in my world.
And see, I bust. You know, I did that before I got into radio. I worked at that restaurant that rhymes with Ball of Sardin.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And they serve that Italian food, and I worked there as a busboy, and it was some of the most miserable times of my life.
Dark time in your life as well.
All 3 months of it. I didn't even go back for my last check.
Yeah.
They sent it in the mail. It was like $38.
What was cool about that dark time in your life is you really gave it a lot of time to see how it was going to pan out. I mean, it wasn't just like you got the job and you worked it for a few months, didn't like it, and then quit.
I started out in radio. I was working one radio job. Then I got another part-time radio job. And when I got my third part-time radio job, I didn't even call the place.
No.
I didn't even say, I'm not coming in today. I was like, I'm done.
Last check, left it down there.
I was like, really? I'm going to get my car and go get $37? Like a month later, they mailed it to me. And I was like, really? You wasted postage on this? I almost thought about not even cashing it.
You say $37, dude, but that is almost to a T what it was.
You'd
get, I don't know, whatever, $100 a night and tips and whatnot. You get your paycheck is like $25, $37.
Yeah. You're like, really? The paper it's printed on is worth more, and the envelope and the stamp.
It was
like,
so embarrassing.
Yeah, to cash suck those. It.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if I've shared this, but when I was in college, I went for a culinary degree originally.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I decided to not pursue said degree was because I took one class. It's called Becoming a Chef, and they go over whatever it is that it takes for you to get into the industry.
Uh-huh.
And I learned that you have to work lots of nights and lots of weekends. And I worked these for a long time working in retail, but I was like, forget it. I don't want to work holidays.
You want your family time.
Yeah. I want my family time.
See, and I know it takes a lot of time to do this, and you have to dedicate it, and I would want to do it right.
It'd be a huge part of your life,
It's
dude.
A big commitment.
It is a big commitment, and that's why I've never leaned into it all the way, but I've always wanted to. And I think it's stupid that I never have. And I've talked a lot about it with my wife. And that's the other thing, too. I'm sick of all these trained people and all this culinary crap. I'm done with that. And I know that it goes a long way. And there's certain people that can benefit from that. I'm not trained at all. I would not go to a cooking school because I've met so many people that spent time in France or spent time in Italy or that did this or went to 2 years of culinary school.
Or went to a cooking school. Yeah,
they went to this cooking school. Mm-hmm. They went here. They did this. They took courses at the junior college. They took courses. I've met so many people that have quote-unquote mild training, and then they become a head or a manager. They do something at a restaurant. And I'm like, really? This is what you're putting on the menu and what you've told me about how you were taught? You were disciplined in this, and then I put this in my mouth? It's garbage. Almost all these small places out there, like the place we went yesterday, Denny's, all these places, they hire people that have gone to school for mm-hmm. years that are culinary virtuosos that come up with these menu items.
Do you have to go to school for years to be able to be eligible to be hired? Could you just walk into one of these restaurants and say, look, I don't have that culinary school training.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd like to cook something for you and see if you enjoy it enough to give me a shot.
There's guys out there and women out there that'll do that, that'll get a break, and that people will eat their food, and they'll work their way up, and they'll cut their teeth, if you will, and they'll get hired, and they don't have formal training. But a lot of these restaurants, and I don't care if it's a low-budget restaurant or a great restaurant, these people all have experience. These restaurants that, even if they're mom and pop, they try to hire people that know something. And I think that that's almost what's wrong with food now. It's gotten so bastardized by technique and by training and by this, and you got to do it this way. It's got to look that. It's got to be plateable. You got all these Wolfgang Pucks and all these guys yelling at people on Hell's Kitchen. You know, Anthony Bourdain just killed himself. And I'm not saying these guys are slouches, and I'm not saying that they can't do good stuff. What I'm saying is I think that it's gone so opposite and so formal and so technical, it's ruined food. They've gotten away from the simplicity of food, and people have forgotten about the quality of ingredients. So that's my deal. I'm going to do it.
The weird crap you think about, man.
Well, what do you mean that I think about?
I mean, that probably consumed you all evening last night, didn't it?
Oh, it did. All the way home yesterday. It consumes me all the time. But yesterday, it was like I hit my threshold. I was just, I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, that's it. Why am I not doing this? And even if I opened it up and it was open for a month or a year and then it went out of business, I would be happy doing it, trying it, and failing it more so than not doing it all. That's the point that I'm at with my life right now, because I hate the food that we eat. And people are charging so much freaking money for it nowadays. It's stupid.
Did you sit down last night and go through internet searchings and write stuff on paper and do that?
I did that 5, 10, 2, 3 months ago, years ago. Yeah, I mean, I do that a lot.
My entire evening consisted of how cool the technology was for the cloaking device on the city of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther.
Oh, Joe.
That's what I did last night.
Dana, can we get together with that? Can we turn that into money? Is there any way we could transform that into monetary value, what he just said?
What Joe said?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. Absolutely.
See,
not.
Any one of my ideas that come from Monday through, well, Sunday,
yeah,
can never
yeah.
be transferred.
And you heard me go on this big deal that I had this morning. All the stuff that I just said, like how you feel exhausted by listening to me, or the people listening, how exhausted they feel. What you just said, those two sentences right there, smoke came out of my ears. The time that I put into everything I just shared with you, what you said sounds far more exhausting. It is a Lickus and Win Wednesday. We got to get to that coming up. We got great stuff. We'll tell you what it is and what our categories are. Please hang on.
Stop and chill.